Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Long COVID can affect people even with mild initial symptoms. This is according to a recent study by Trinity College researchers, and they found persistent fatigue and ill health unrelated to the severity of the infection. Are you suffering from long COVID symptoms? Did you have COVID-19 and now taking months to recover? We want to hear from you today. 1894531006. Rory is on the line. Rory, are you suffering from long COVID?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. A landlord let me in to do a job for a tenant. And when I got there, it was kind of a bed shift. It was only one room. He was on the couch, coughing, and wrapped in a blanket. I thought no more about it. I went, did my job, went away. And about 10 days later then, I started developing a sore throat, a cough. And funnily, I had no temperature. In fact, the opposite. I lost the ability to heat myself. I was frozen. Now, it only lasted about 10 days, 2 weeks max, and then it passed. And I said, maybe that was it, maybe it wasn't. I did ring for it to get tested, but they wouldn't because I wasn't high risk. Then in June, I started going downhill again with an array of different complications, some of them weird, until one night I actually collapsed here and took the head off myself. So I rang again and said, this time I've collapsed, and so they escalated it. And I spent 2 days in the bonds for testing of everything from MRI and you name it. And everything came clear and they discharged me. So that was it. Since then, I've had ongoing issues that change, sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes over 2 days. But the same ones are inclined to come back around again. I actually scribbled them down because I thought I'd be talking to you. Everything from, okay, the cold I've mentioned, cannot heat myself. Fatigue. Now, not tiredness, fatigue. I used to be a midnight movie, brandy, coffee, happy days. I seldom get past 9 o'clock now, sometimes half eight. Last Tuesday, I got as far as half eight in the sack, and I woke at 10:30 the next morning. Now, I haven't done that ever. So I also have occasional chest pain, occasional double vision, sore eyes. I've got drops from my eyes here as well. Headaches come and go. What's the other one? Cough. Occasionally I have a bout of coughing. In fact, I did it this morning and I timed myself on the clock on the wall. I cough and then my heart rate just goes through the roof. I recorded it at 124 BPM. Now, it only lasts about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and that goes away as well. Mm. Neck pain I've had for as long as I can remember how long.
Yeah.
And the general brain fog, you have to really focus on. So driving the car, you could do nothing else. You can't change channels. You can't roll the window down. You just concentrate on driving the car. That's how much attention it requires. And on a semi-comedic note, I walked into a shop there 3 days ago, paid for a bail of briquettes, walked out, got into my car, and drove home. no briquettes in sight. When I got back, I went, "Fetch, where's the briquettes?" And I was confused as to where the briquettes were. It didn't occur to me I didn't take them. Then I worked it out, and I had to drive back and get them. So that's where I am.
Have you contacted your doctor about this? Or, I mean, you've just been told this is the side effect. This is long COVID, is it?
Well, strangely, I actually don't have a doctor, and it's quite difficult to get one if you don't have one. They're slow to take on new people, because I don't get sick. I've never been sick. That's basically it. Now, there was somebody else sent me on a recommendation from a consultant in Dublin, and it's an array of vitamins and supplements. So I'm on a ganzi load of those every morning. I'm on, I have them here in front of me. Turmeric capsules. There's a multivitamin. There's a vitamin B complex. There's a vitamin D3. There's a 1,000 milligram.
A whole host of stuff, really. But have you actually been told, Rory, is this long COVID?
No.
But you did have COVID-19.
I did have it. I did have it because I actually inadvertently, before I developed symptoms, passed it on to somebody else. And then when I started getting symptoms, I just locked myself down and that was it. But then I went back into circulation then and I kind of got a bit better and noticed that she wasn't in work. So I phoned her and she had exactly the same things, which her case was escalated and she did go positive.
Okay. I'm going to bring Tanya in as well. Tanya, when did you have COVID-19?
I had COVID just before St. Patrick's Day in March.
So you were at the very early stage of this.
Yeah, I was. I had extraordinarily mild symptoms. I actually, at the time I had it, I didn't know I had COVID because at the time all the media was and the announcements and the information was if you have a temperature, if you have a cough, if you have flu-like symptoms, isolate, be careful, etc. I travel a lot for my job, so I had just come back from a trip. And so I was at home and things were shutting down. I work in travel, so I was at home, kind of forced into being at home in the house. And I felt off. I felt tired. I work very hard and I have my mum with two kids. You feel tired all the time anyway. But this was a tiredness that I just couldn't shake. I'd have to go to sleep in the middle of the day. And it lasted about 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. And in that period, about 2 days in the middle, I lost my sense of smell. I didn't think about it. I didn't put it down to anything. About a week after I had lost my sense of smell, my husband said to me, I lost my sense of smell about last week. It was really weird.
And he didn't think to tell you.
No. Well, you just, you know, when you're busy.
I know, yeah.
Ships in the night and you kind of finally have a conversation. And I said, that's weird. I lost mine too. And then Dr. Google in me came out and I started researching. And then it was just, I mean, I really had to dig around and I was looking around Google Scholar and a lot of the medical journals. And I saw some information coming out that smell might be affected. And I went, holy God, I think we've had it.
Didn't you get tested, Tanya?
No, because it didn't occur to me that it was COVID because all of the regular symptoms I didn't have. So I thought, wow, we escaped lightly. And I phoned my doctor and he said, yeah, no, the new information is coming out. If you've had smell, it would appear that you've had COVID all right. But we're in the middle of, you know, experiencing a pandemic. Testing was only for those who were critical. You couldn't get near a test at that stage.
I think you had to have a temperature really at that point, didn't you? They weren't testing unless you had a temperature and a cough, wasn't it?
They were triaging for tests.
Yeah.
So I thought, fabulous, marvellous. I'm done with it. And maybe I'll have antibodies. Maybe I won't. And kind of went on with my life. And then in June, interesting that there was a correlation, kind of around end of May, June, I started to have really severe headaches. And then I started to have shortness of breath. And then I started to have a little bit of high blood pressure. And I thought, oh, my God, I've gone really unfit, sitting at home, not working, not exercising. My health is just really, you know, I'm being really affected by this lockdown. And put it down to that. Or maybe, oh, my premenopausal, you know, I'm kind of in my late 40s. Maybe that's starting to happen. Is this what it feels like? And it just started to get worse and worse. And then a whole bunch of other symptoms started piling on. I started losing my hair. It started falling out in bunches, like post kind of chemo falling out. I started having rashes all over my body, unexplained, digestive issues, couldn't sleep. And it just goes on. I mean, you'd take up the whole program with the symptoms.
It must have been really upsetting though, Tanya.
It was. And it was very scary because I didn't know what was happening. And at that stage, at the end of August, I said, this is not right. This is not normal. This is not just bad or poor health. There's something else going on. And then I went back to doing a bit of research. And I tend to be a bit data driven. So I started looking for scientific journal research in British Medical Journal, some research that was coming out of the Mayo Clinic, some stuff that was coming out of China, particularly Australia as well. And they were seeing this they were calling it at that stage post-viral illness, and that people who were hospitalized, usually in ICUs, they had been doing studies on really severe cases and that following them up after discharge. And they were seeing that patients were having symptoms for months and months after they'd been discharged. And I thought, I have loads of those symptoms, but I was never in ICU. I wasn't even sick enough to take a paracetamol in March.
So you didn't even know you had it?
Practically.
Yeah.
And that's the scary thing. There's 50% of people have COVID and they don't know it because it's asymptomatic. Up to 50% of people have asymptomatic COVID. So there's lots of people walking around who have no symptoms whatsoever, who have had COVID and who could possibly go on to develop long COVID, and they won't know where it'll come out of.
How are you now?
They won't have had a test.
How are you now, Tanya?
I'm a little bit better. I've been to the doctor. I educated them, to be quite frank. I brought all the journals, all the research. The UK has diagnostic and basic treatment guidelines. The UK has set up long COVID multidisciplinary clinics. And so I'm taking all the information from the UK and bringing in reams of paper or sending tons of emails and PDFs to my doctor saying,
I'm sure they love
the information. Oh, I'm sure they do. Well, I think they're used to me at this stage. But they're in a vacuum. They don't have guidelines from the HSE. They don't have long COVID multidisciplinary clinics with lots of consultants set up in Ireland with shared information. It's patchy. There's a few consultants in different clinics. There's a, you know, there'll be maybe an infectious disease person who seems to have a lot of patients following, and they'll kind of go on to develop long COVID, and so they just keep following them. There's no it appears to me there's no coherent strategy in Ireland.
Okay.
And just from doing kind of regular blood, like almost every 6 weeks, running through some deficiencies, because COVID affects every person differently and long COVID affects every person differently.
Yeah,
so I may have one set of symptoms and then someone else might have a completely different.
Well, just actually on that and on other potential symptoms, Linda also joins us here too on the line. Linda, tell us about what were your long COVID symptoms like?
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for letting me on the call today. Basically, I tested positive for COVID October the 10th last year. I spent 2 weeks in isolation. I had a very high fever. I had no cough and I lost my taste and smell. And then since then, I've been basically battling the health service and the doctors to try and tell me why I'm not getting better. And it's I'm just fed up now at this stage, and I feel there's no support. And I have been on every medicine under the sun. And I'm just recently, last week I got an MRI scan on my brain because my doctor now thinks I have had a stroke.
And how are you coping with all of this, Linda?
I'm not. I'm a mom of three girls, and I'm a grandmother of two little boys. I'm young, I'm only 45. I cycled up to 20K three times a week pre-October. I don't smoke, I don't really drink that much. I was very fit. I'm just very frightened. Because there's no, what's annoying me the most is that in the United States and New Zealand and America and Australia and England seem to have recognize that long COVID is a syndrome and a symptom, and people need help. It's not a 2 week thing.
Yeah. Can you, like, are you diagnosed with long COVID?
No one told me that is actually a thing. I have to go to my doctor and tell him what I have. He's absolutely baffled every time I turn up that I'm still not better. Every week I do not know what symptom I'm going to have. It's different every week. The majority of my symptoms are chronic fatigue, muscular, and there's a pain. I've had a pain in my rib cage, my right rib cage and my right arm since day one of being diagnosed, and that has not gone away. That's very scary.
And can you take anything for that?
My doctor has given me painkillers. He has given me something for muscle-related injuries. He's given me something for nerves. He now thinks it's neurological. He's given me something for pain relief, the very strongest painkillers, and they did not work. And then coming up to Christmas, I lost my ability to speak properly, and that really, really frightened me. I started to stammer, and my whole right side got very weak. So he organised an MRI brain scan, and I'm now awaiting results of that.
So you're potentially being treated for, assessed for the potential
for
stroke.
And apparently, like Tanya, she's doing her research. I'm the same. I'm on pages every night trying to find out. I'm literally, it's almost like as if us, our long COVID group, are, which is now increasing daily, so the health service, Paul Reid and Stephen Donnelly, should set up clinics. I mean, there's going to be thousands of people by the end of this who have a long COVID. So they, not just in Dublin, I live in the southeast, I live near Waterford. There's nothing available down here for me, nothing whatsoever. I have to literally go to the doctor and say, can you check me for, please check me for this. I ended up in A&E in November because I thought I was having a heart attack. My breathing got very, very fast. I clutching my chest. I went in. They did all blood tests, x-rays, chest x-rays, and every one of them were clear. I was baffled. It looked like I was going mad.
Well, hopefully you'll get to the bottom of it, Linda. Thanks for joining us here on the programme, and Tanya and Rory as well, for sharing your stories with us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.